Well, you know, the EPL is just around the corner, TK, because our next guest, Phil Moss, has turned up. And have a look at the notes he's got.
God.
You've done some homework, Mossy.
Well, mate, you either
are you
know
sitting
it or you
in
don't.
An exam, or what are you doing?
No. Just trying to inform our listeners and give them some
preparation.
Give them some good punts for the
love
season
it.
Ahead.
You know what? Failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
Now, I've got to say, I don't think our other football guest would go to that length.
Does he know the EPL starts this week?
Can I ask a question about our other EPL guest?
Yeah.
Expert, sorry. Is it true that he spent 5 of his 7-minute segment yesterday giving it to Indigo, who's a beautiful kid?
Yeah, she's lovely. Mm.
And then the last 2 minutes was on trying to punt me?
Yeah. That's a fair summation.
So he'd done no research?
None.
Clearly.
No, had nothing.
It was deflection.
Just give it to his mate.
It's a really big concern when Laura and I know more about soccer than the former Socceroo.
We're in trouble.
Hey, the FFA Cup, you got it right, mate. The Brisbane Strikers causing the upset over Wellington.
They did, and they were actually 2-0 up at one stage, Brisbane Strikers. So Wellington had to fight hard to get back into the game and take it to extra time and penalties. But, I just think Wellington, Ufuk Talay is in his first senior coaching gig there, and he's lost a lot of real quality players, I mentioned.
They were terrible, Lush. Well,
They were pretty good under Rudin.
They looked like they were going to be better than they were, but they...
Yeah, they...
They'd come a long
they
way.
They went into a few holes, didn't they?
Yeah. Mark did a great job in his first season. Yeah. But, you know, when you lose the likes
that
of Krishna
job, he couldn't
and
get wait
Singh,
to get out of there.
Yeah. Well, for family reasons, you need to be back in Australia. But, a big job for Ufuk Talay. But, he's a fantastic coach coming through the ranks, so I'm sure he'll grab it with both hands. But it'll be a tough fight for him this season. But, interesting. Sydney FC crashed out to Fowler's Roar. Now, I didn't see that game because that wasn't the main game. But from all reports, Sydney looked a little bit disjointed. You wonder how much that trip to China took out of them. And there was 5 players who were bedridden for that week, and that was only a week ago. They only got back on the weekend. So, that probably affected them. But Stevie Corica won't be happy going out to Roar in the round of 32. Because the other thing that... For the A-League clubs, when you get knocked out of the FFA Cup, it means you don't have any more meaningful games in your pre-season. They all become friendlies, whereas at least the FFA Cup sharpens that focus, when they come around. But Newcastle, this was a big one. Newcastle were down 2-0 away to Melbourne Victory and came back and levelled the scores and then won it in extra time. That's a big result for any Merricks side down there. And Andrew Naboot, there was a lot of... controversy around him coming back from Japan and signing for Melbourne Victory, which was his first A-League club, after having reportedly said that if he came back to the A-League, it'd be with Newcastle. Yep. He scored both goals for Melbourne Victory last night, didn't celebrate out of respect, but big result for Newcastle down there.
And the Western Sydney Wanderers over there in Perth.
Yeah, that was a stalemate. It was 0-0 after 90 minutes, went to extra time, and then there was 3 goals scored. And Western Sydney grabbed the points late on, 117th minute, through Kwame Yeboah, who is a very talented player. Went overseas, left the A-League, went overseas, and he's back in the A-League now. Very exciting player to watch.
All right. Is it a two-horse war? Tell us it's not in the EPL.
Give
us
your... what? My summation of it is it will be, but not right from the off. I think Spurs are capable of pushing the big two in Manchester City and Liverpool. I think the Ducks are in a row for Liverpool to win the title.
Okay.
So I'm gonna tip Liverpool.
Yeah.
But I am also shaking in my boots a little bit about Man City. I just think, that Pep Guardiola has brought in Rodri for a ridiculous amount of money. And he is... So the way Guardiola coaches, he always has a superstar at the back of his midfield, which starts the play. I won't get too technical, but that player is responsible for getting the ball off the defence and starting the attack. And he's always had, he's had Busquets, he's had Xabi Alonso at clubs that he's coached at before. He's had Fernandinho at Manchester City, which didn't go too bad considering they won the league with him. But Rodri takes it to a new level. He's come from Atletico Madrid, okay, and he is some player.
So they're even stronger than last year, is what you're
saying? I think so. Okay. I really do. Right. But I think what Liverpool have got is that real stability. And Klopp is going into this season on a mantra of stability and trust in his players because they lost one game last season. That was to Manchester City.
Man United, how will they go? And is there someone there that may sort of just surprise us, whether they finish mid-table or whether they finish in the top six, top four? Is there some team there that you can give us a bit of a steer on?
Look, I think, let's go to Manchester United first. I think this is a big one this weekend, Manchester United against Chelsea, because it's two club sweethearts, if you like, in the dugouts for their respective clubs, in Solskjaer for Manchester United, Lampard for Chelsea. Whether they're both up to that level of coaching, time will tell. Solskjaer's record at the back end of last season was not good, but he really has to. If Manchester United are going to go well this season, he really has to sort out this Pogba and Lukaku issue. Will they stay? Will they go? If they're going to stay,
you've
got to
get rid of
that
down. Pogba, don't you?
I think so. And
no one seems to like him.
Yeah, but let me qualify this, TK. You need big personalities, and to be a top manager, you've got to be able to manage them.
Yeah, but not if they're disruptive to everybody.
That's right. And the big personalities, really, for a young coach like Solskjaer, you want to have bought them in yourself. So you want them to be your own big personalities. Yeah. Pogba isn't. I think he would be better off letting him go.
But he wants out, doesn't
opinion.
He? Pogba wants
yeah,
out.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. So if the player wants out and he's not going to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Lukaku wants to go. And I think terms may have been agreed over the last 48 hours, but Lukaku and Pogba are very, very close friends. So if they both stay and they're not happy to stay, then you can imagine where that's going to go. Yeah. The surprise packets, I reckon Everton. They finished eighth. It's Marco Silva's second season in charge there. Finished last season quite strongly. They were good value at the back end of last season. And I just think Marco Silva's got them playing a good style of football. And I think they're a team to watch out for. They finished eighth. I think they can finish seventh this season, maybe sixth.
And Golden Boot winner.
Well, this is going to sound very Liverpool-centric considering I've tipped them for the title, but I think Mo Salah. He finished joint Golden Boot on 22 goals.
We like him.
The last season with Aubameyang and Mane, his teammate at Liverpool. And by Mo Salah's standards from the season before, he didn't have a great season, but he still finished joint Golden Boot on 22 goals. So you remember he did his shoulder in the Champions League.
Yep.
And that's the Champions League final the season before. Sort of missed the World Cup even though he was there. Started the season slowly, still ended up joint Golden Boot winner. So I think him fit and firing with a stable Liverpool outfit, I think he can be the Golden Boot winner this year.